Now, Dylan, you are the founder and artistic director of Center Stage Opera in Canoga Park. How long has that theater been around?
Well, the Madrid Theater itself has been around since 1994. It was actually the old Pussycat Theater, but the 94 earthquake destroyed it, and the city bought it and rebuilt it into a community theater. It's a really beautiful space, a great venue. Our company, Center Stage Opera, has been around. This is our sixth season, and we started in 2005, and we're very excited about Marie's Orchard and going into our seventh season next year, so it's very exciting.
I bet it is. Now, what size of a cast do you call for in Marie's Orchard?
Marie's Orchard has five principals and a chorus of, our chorus is 17, I believe, 16 or 17, but probably 20 people. If it were produced somewhere else, it would be five principals and a 20-person chorus, and then there are compromario roles who are pulled out of that to fill in the rest of the roles in the show.
And how long is the show?
Show's about, what, 2.5 hours?
2 hours and 26 minutes by my latest timing, but it depends on what tempo his maestro over here takes.
So this is the perfect question for you, Brian. What approach did you take in learning the score for Marie's Orchard?
learning a new score is always presents a lot of challenges because there's no precedent for anything. You don't have a thousand recordings already in existence where you will have heard other interpretations. So we're forming the precedent right now. So it's always a challenge because this is new music. I have never worked with this score before. So Phil, thankfully, he's been fantastic throughout the whole process of providing us with lots of resources, lots of computer-generated recordings to help along the cast and score updates, and has just been very, very good at keeping me in the loop with the process. And it's a difficult process, and you just kind of take it one page at a time and just kind of work your way through it.
So we heard that there's a lot of different rhythms in Marie's Orchard. How did this affect the way you work with the singers and orchestra?
Well, the difficulty with the rhythms is that the singers on stage, they don't have a score in front of them. The orchestra always has a score. I have a score, thankfully. but they don't. And they're not only having to sing this very difficult part, but they're also having to go through their actions on stage and have to actually create a convincing dramatic statement on the stage as well. So my job is to help them whenever possible. And we do a lot of, and through the rehearsal process, a lot of drilling, a lot of repetition of difficult passages. And we just kind of, like I said before, we kind of take it a little bit at a time, and it's coming together. It really is.
Well, we sure hope so. Now, Philip, do you think that some people might shy away from a new opera because the music might not be easy to listen to or understand?
I think that some people have that notion that, particularly new music, they don't know whether they're going to like it or not. If you are thinking about, La Boheme or Traviata, you know the piece, and so you know what to expect. So I suppose some people might say, well, what is this, and am I going to like it? Specifically, what I intended to write with this piece, even though there's some fireworks in it and some moments of incredible tension, I also wanted to write something that will leave the persons in the audience humming melodies that they can remember. To me, that's what it's about. There are operas that you really can't do that to. That probably also turns off some people. Maybe not. Maybe turns on some people. But in this case, that's particularly how I approached the piece, is to write melodic material when it was appropriate for the dramatic content that people could relate to, understand, feel good about, and hum along with afterwards.